Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 322 for July 15th, 2012. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and the show is brought to you by me and Laureen Romero. And the music you're listening to is Slam Dunk from the Wayman Tisdale Story. And I want to thank IOTA Promonet for helping us provide the bumper music for the show. Well, you know, tomorrow, and I'm not actually looking forward to this for some reason, but tomorrow I fly out to Orlando. I'm leaving West Michigan, my home here in West Michigan, and flying down to Orlando, Florida for some consulting. I'm going to do a consulting gig down there for 3 or 4 days and then fly back and be home on Friday. You know, the weather here has been really hot in West Michigan, hot for West Michigan. And I'm flying to Orlando where the forecast for next week is actually cooler than the forecast for West Michigan. So I guess I'm being conditioned for the heat that I'm going to experience down in Orlando. I'm not sure about the humidity, but the heat won't be as oppressive as it is here in West Michigan. In fact, I've been inside most of the day today because it's been so hot outside, can't do much else. Well, you know, coming up, and I want to get to this here real soon because our co-hosted segment goes a bit long, but coming up in the co-hosted segment, we're going to talk about a different kind of cruise product. And, you know, as you guys go through training, and I know you hear this a lot, that you're told to specialize and specialize. And that's the way you're successful, to become a specialist in some area or another. And, you know, really the key to success is to master one area and then move on and become a specialist in another area. And then you have more products on your shelf to sell. Well, a lot of you I know are specialists in the mass market cruise industry, but this specialty will allow you, with the marketing material that they provide, and you know, this company is very dedicated to the home-based travel agent channel, and they do a good job of giving you marketing material so that you can plant this specialty type of cruise with your client, especially if they're a little bit tired of cruising on mass market cruise ships. You know, here's an opportunity to plant a seed with them that may take them on a different adventure that they'll truly love and come back again and again and refer you to their neighbors and friends to take this type of cruise. So anyhow, with that setup, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment so that you can learn all about this. And we're going to hear some great experiences from our guest who just returned, actually about a day ago, returned from a cruise on the Rhine. So we'll hear more about that. And without further comment, because again, we go long, I'm going to go right into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Back to you once again here in the beautiful weather in West Michigan, and Laureen's basking in the sunshine over in California. So we're covering just about both ends of the country, and we have someone in the middle with us today, and a great guest, and we're going to talk about a great product for the home-based travel agent, and I know you want to stay tuned and learn about this exciting product that would be great to offer to your clients and get some knowledge about. So, Laureen, with that, I think I'll let you do the introduction.
Great. Thank you, Barry. It's great to be back. And we were before we hit the record button, we were talking about how we're a tri-time zone call right now. We've got the West Coast, Central Time, and then we also have the East Coast. So we have to do careful math about which direction are we doing this call. Okay, we're doing on these time zones. So that's one of the fun challenges of doing our podcasts, is that Barry and I know we're on opposite coasts and 3-hour time difference. And then for our poor guests, we have to figure out, are they in Alaska? Are they in Texas, Florida? So we have to get our time straight. So that's one of our challenges, but that's one of the things we love about what we do, is we're always dealing with time zones for ourselves as well for our clients. And that's part of what being a travel agent is all about. It's just making a smooth transition. Today's guest, we are thrilled to have on Lisa Presley. She is the manager for the home-based channel for Globus Family of Travels, and we love that company. I've worked with them many, many times. They're great to work with, and Lisa's been with the company since November, and she's going to talk a little bit about where she came from, what her sales history is, where we've gone with them for now, and what we have forward to looking forward to with Globus. Lisa, welcome to the show, and we're thrilled to have you on.
Thanks, Lorraine. I'm excited to be here, too. I am thrilled that we're in these different time zones because of the fact that I have connections with both of them. I am originally from Michigan, and in fact, I started my career in travel in Michigan as the business development manager for Royal Caribbean. And I was in Michigan until the year of 2008 when I accepted a relocation from Royal Caribbean down to the Houston, Texas area. And I have enjoyed living in Texas since then. But I also have a connection to California where I have a daughter and a granddaughter in California. So either time zone, I can go either way. So I'm just thrilled to be able to join you, both of you, here today on this podcast. This is fabulous.
Wow, great. Well, welcome. And thank you again. Globus has been a great company personally for me to work with. I find them to be extremely professional, works great with travel agents because obviously that's something I'm personally invested in. And it's so nice to see that Globus honors the home-based channel because so many companies just kind of treat home-based people like they're not good enough. And it's really an honor to be able to have a company like yours be able to have their own division. So tell us a little bit about what you do, how you work with travel agents, and why they should book with Globus and Avalon.
The Globus family of brands actually consists of four different brands. We have Globus, which is our first class escorted tours. And we have Cosmos, which is our budget travel. And then we have Monograms, which happens to be our individual travel. And then we have Avalon Waterways. And like you mentioned, Globus is very much dedicated to the home-based channel where we have our own department, which that is all we do. We're 100% dedicated to helping our home-based travel partners build their business. I have a partner, Maureen Borsey, who is our inside sales consultant in Colorado, who's been with Globus for a number of years and dedicated to the home-based channel also. And what we've done is we've been putting together all different types of opportunities to get out in the field, come into local areas, and hold lunch and learn sessions with the home-based travel partners within the geographical areas. And this past year, we were able to get out and hold 7 of these lunch and learns throughout the United States. We were able to really exceed the numbers that we planned. When I was first putting this program together, my boss asked me, how many home-based agents do you target for each one of these lunch and learn sessions? And I said 50. 50 sounded like a great number to me. I'm sure I can get 50 in each one of these cities. Well, we ended up with some of these with wait lists of over 100. So we certainly learned that the home-based travel partners wanted to participate in these lunch and learn sessions. And we're actively looking forward to putting together more of these in early 2013. But we have a lot of different opportunities for the home-based travel agents to build their business by even going into our Globus family of brands travel agent portal. Because I am guessing that a lot of the agents are not aware that we even offer free marketing materials that can even help them earn free travel on any of our brands. And it's just a little bit of information like that that I know can really help the agents when it comes to securing and closing sales. And with Globus, knowing that our home-based travel partners are a very important part of our business, we just want to make sure that we have all the tools readily available to them to be able to utilize whenever they so need them. We include even going as far as offering free marketing pieces, which are glossy, professionally made flyers or pre-printed with your agency information, or if you have group information and you've got to put that onto the flyer, you no longer have to ask for co-op marketing dollars. We'll go ahead and print those for free. So I think there's a lot of different tools out there that we need to just make sure that we have that information available to our travel partners so they can reach out and grab them.
Mm-hmm. And where would agents find this information?
You can locate it on our travel agent portal, which can be found at www.globusfamilypartner.com.
And when you get there, there's a whole area. I'm looking at the site, and you guys have a really built up well. It's got a whole area for agent tools about making a booking, existing booking. And you're right, I do love the fact that you offer the printed marketing material. Are you finding that agents really are utilizing these tools?
They are, but what I've really found is that agents didn't know they were there. They did not know that they had the opportunity to have these flyers created and pre-printed and sent to them at no charge. And that's one of the messages that we've been trying to get out to the agents throughout the various home-based agency portals and any contact that we can. But one of the really important areas within our travel agent website that I would like to make sure that the agents go and look at is our GFOB University and our Avalon Waterways specialist courses. These are training classes, online educational programs, where they can go in and really learn about our brands. But the Avalon Waterways specialist program, I think, is really important because you can go in, you complete this course. Once you complete this course and become an Avalon Waterways specialist, you are given the opportunity to participate in one of our Seminar at Seas. Now, we do not offer a lot of Seminar at Seas during the course of a year, and in order to be able to receive that invitation, you have to be a specialist. And we talked earlier about how my career with the Globus Family Brands just began in November. I just recently had the opportunity to host a Seminar at Sea and experience my very first river cruise. And I have to say, I was totally, totally blown away by it. It was a fabulous experience. And I come from, after being on over 80 ocean cruises in my career, that the river cruise far exceeded any expectations that I had. It was just a totally different experience. And I was just amazed at the cruise with the endless views. The itinerary we did was the Romantic Rhine. So there's really something to be said about sitting on the top of the ship, floating down the river, watching castles go by you on both sides.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It was surreal. I have pictures that I'll be putting on our Globus at Home website, which is a website that's actually dedicated to our home-based travel partners. And I would hope that all of your listeners would go to this website and keep an eye on it, because this is where you'll find the updated itineraries for any local training opportunities that we'll have. But you also get the opportunity to see some videos that were done by some of the various host agencies and by some of my coworkers and some agents on some of their vacation experiences that they've had. But being on the Avalon Waterways, we were on the Felicity. And I walked into my stateroom, and I have to say the first thing I did was grab my camera and start taking pictures and text them back to people back at home going, look at this room, it's huge. Look at this bathroom, this shower. You could fit four people in the shower, and there's no curtain. It's a glass door. It was a fabulous experience to have this whole wall as glass and be able to slide open the door and just really look at the vineyards that go by. Look at the castles. The Rhine is a working river, so you had other boats and barges going by. You could even talk to people on the river as you were sailing by. It was just fabulous. I can't say that I don't wish I was there right now. I would have loved to have been able to stay and done a back-to-back-to-back. And I actually came back and told my director that if there's any additional Seminar at Sea opportunities where they need a host, sign me up. I'm there. I'll do every single one of them.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're sold. Avalon's a great line. I sold it to my clients. I've bought groups on it. And you're absolutely right. How do you go back to mass market? And it really is an experiential thing. And what you're saying from what I'm hearing, is that you were on an agent fam, and the importance of specializing and the Avalon program, by becoming an Avalon specialist, it gives you the opportunity to be part of that experiential event. That's what it sounds like. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. In order to be able to have the opportunity to participate in a seminar at sea, you have to be an Avalon Waterway Specialist. And the program is very easy to take. It's online. It's very easy to start and end and restart in case you get interrupted. But the program is very beneficial, and I really highly recommend everybody to take the course so that you can have the opportunity to experience an Avalon Waterways cruise for yourself. Because we all know it's easier to sell a product that you've experienced.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit. You said there was also a land portion to this. It was a cross between Avalon and a Globus program. Is that right?
Correct. We came off of Avalon and went right over to London and joined the Globus Britain Sampler Tour, which was a 9-day tour through Britain. We started in London and we went all the way up through Bath and Chester and up into Edinburgh, Scotland, and spend a couple days in Scotland, and then worked our way back down through Stanford and Cambridge and back down into London. And it was a fabulous vacation. And the one thing that I have to mention is we've talked about in a lot of our webinars that we've done new adoptees, the new demographics of what the tour clients are. There was 6 kids, 3 different families with children on board our tour. And when I first, you know, looked at the children, I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting to see how they engage themselves into this tour. And I fully expected to see the kids on the bus with their headphones listening to their, you know, their phones or their iPods or whatever. But interesting enough, once the tour guide started talking, the headphones came off and the kids were engaged. They wanted to know the destinations that we were visiting and where we were going next. And they truly, I think, had more fun than the adults did. But it certainly was a fabulous experience. But when you talk about a Britain Sampler Tour, you're on the go. You know, you're continuously moving and visiting these different cities. But it's a fabulous way to look at the destinations and make a decision about where you want to go and spend a little bit more time. And it was a perfect segment to go from an Avalon Waterways cruise into a tour for those people that have the time to do so.
Wow. Wow. What a great experience. So how many agents were you with, and were they from all large companies, or the people had to qualify to do this? I mean, was it only Avalon specialist agents on this?
On the Avalon Waterways, yes. On the Felicity, which was our seminar at sea, this was the only one that had the agents with us. They had the opportunity to join the additional tours, but they chose to do the cruise and then go home. We had 12 agents with us on the cruise, and some of them brought their spouses, some of them brought their friends, and some of them brought coworkers. And each of them, as far as large agencies, the majority of them were from home. They were home-based agents. There's only 3 of them from a brick-and-mortar agency. The rest of them were home-based agents. And these were all people who have sold our product, so they did know what the product was about, but they had not experienced it. So they were first-timers, as I was, and we were all walking around with our eyes wide open and talking to each other about what we were experiencing and how excited we were. And it was just nice to be able to be part of a first-time river cruise experience with our own travel agents. To me, that was very special.
Yeah. And now, you had also mentioned the initials GFOB University, GFOG?
Yeah, the FOB, the GFOB, yes. The Globus Family of Brands, GFOB University. This is a fantastic way for the agents to go in and learn about the different brands and the difference between each one of the brands, because they are very different. The Monograms program, I think, is one that's really going to grow in popularity, because it is a program that is designed minus a tour guide. So these are for your clients that want to go to Europe or want to go to the different destinations and want the agents to plan everything out for them, but they don't want a tour guide with them. They want to be able to have somebody there as their personal concierge that they can refer to if they have any questions. And that's really what the Monograms program is. And there's also the opportunity to utilize Monograms as a pre or post package for the guests that are staying or sailing on ocean cruises over in Europe. So there's plenty of opportunities there to be able to build your revenue with the Globus family of brands by all of the different programs and all the different components that we really have to offer.
Nice. So it gives agents an opportunity to also be able to support the Globus family, and they're still not necessarily on a river cruise, but they may be on mass market cruises, but this would be the land portion they would be able to attach. So that way you're supporting whichever competitor, whether it be Royal Caribbean or otherwise, but also be on a land package and ensure that their clients have a really good experience.
Exactly. And the Monograms pre and post packages, they are set up to coincide with the ocean cruises, and a complete list of the ships and itineraries can be found on our travel agent portal. So if the agent has sold a cruise on one of the ocean cruisers going to Europe, they could go in and look and see if it happened to be Royal or Princess or Holland or whomever it was. They could match it with the pre or post program. And I will have to mention that our land programs are more... you're more apt to be able to close a pre or post program on a Monograms than you would on one that was booked through one of the ocean cruise companies, just because of the price point too.
That's good to know. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, with my background, I know what that price point is. So I'm able to kind of give that little extra information in there and how to close the sale. Because I know when an agent looks at a pre or post program in a European product and you're quoting the ocean cruises pre or post, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose that sale because of that price point. They're going to do the cruise, but not the pre or post, because they just can't afford it.
Right, right. And that having pre and post is so important for the clients, because you go over and you've got the whole jet lag thing going on. No matter what we try to do, if you're coming from the States, it's a long trip. And it's amazing. It's so important to be able to emphasize the pre and post with your clients, not only for mental health reasons, but for enjoyable reasons, to be able to sit and enjoy the scenery and the culture instead of just running off to be from the airport to the ship, being able to give them the peace of mind that, you know what, if their plane's a little bit late, they still can get on the ship, because guess what? You're not rushing off to the ship, rushing out, and you're going to be able to enjoy it. Like you said, put a package together, include some tours, not only the accommodation, but have the full package and be secure with the fact that your clients are in good hands.
Well, and interesting enough, you mentioned that. I've been pushing pre and post and people going in early, you know, for years and years and years. And it's not just because of the jet lag program. There's always that opportunity that your flights are going to be delayed, or there's going to be a weather delay, or something's going to happen. And I had this happen to a coworker on the Avalon cruise. We flew into Zurich, and we were going in a day early, and something happened, I guess, on the East Coast with the FAJ or FFA or whatever it was, with some type of a fire. And flights were shut down, and she wasn't able to get to Zurich until the day that we sailed. And she missed going up to the top of Mount Pilatus with me. That was one of the most fabulous things to be able to do. So we had the whole day in Zurich to be able to do what we wanted, and we did that excursion up to Mount Pilatus and had the opportunity to go to bed that early, you know, have dinner, get up the next morning, and feel fine. And you're starting your river cruise, your vacation, with, you know, vigor. You're not tired from the lack of sleep.
Wow, good. Barry, do you have any questions for our jet-lagged friend? And I have to kind of full disclose that Lisa and Barry and I set this interview up, I think I see emails all the way back from May. And she had warned us, oh, by the way, I'm coming back from a very long FAM. And literally, when I emailed her a reminder 3 days ago, I got an out-of-office message. So, do you mind be experiencing that jet lag you were just referring to?
I came home Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. So I spent Thursday regrouping, and finally today I feel back to my normal self. So
Yeah, no,
two and
well,
a half
thank
weeks. Oh, you're very welcome. 2.5 weeks of running through 7 countries was an amazing experience.
Barry, did you have any questions for Lisa?
Yeah, for our listeners who aren't familiar with riverboat cruises, and we do have people listening that have just started a travel agency or interested in becoming a travel agent. What would a typical day on an Avalon cruise be like for a client?
It is one of the most relaxing things you can do. You get up in the morning, you have breakfast, and there is the opportunity for you to join in on the included excursion. So you can grab your little headsets. We have Whisper headsets, which I think are the most amazing device ever made. You put these headsets on when you're with your tour guide, strolling through the port of call, and you can listen to every word they're saying. And maybe I shouldn't admit this, but you can shop. You can go into all the little stores and shop and still listen and not miss a word of what your tour guide is saying. So it's a fabulous little program. But after your included tour, you have free time on your own to be able to explore your port of call, the city that you're in on your own. You go back to the ship, you can have lunch, go back out, spend some time wandering around the city again, or do another excursion if you'd like. You come back on the ship, you have dinner. And one of the fabulous things about a river cruise is the small amount of people that are on the ship. We had 138 people on the ship with us. And I think by day two, I knew everybody, or at least I knew them by sight. But everybody has dinner together. You're not assigned to tables, so you can choose to sit wherever you want in the dining room. And after dinner, you can go upstairs to the lounge and listen to the local entertainment that has been brought on. Sometimes it's musical entertainment. It might be a port lecture. And then after that, you can enjoy happy hour at the bar, have a cocktail or two, and sit and listen to some music and stay up as late as you want, or go to bed and get up the next morning and enjoy your next port of call. Some days we were sailing by 6. So after dinner, you went upstairs and you sat and you just watched the scenery go by. It was just a fabulous experience.
Well,
But the nice thing about river cruising too, I have to mention, is at dinner, it's unlimited wine and beer. So you're enjoying the local wines and beers from whatever location you happen to be in at the time.
wow, that does sound very relaxing.
So,
It was.
Lisa, now that you've experienced your first Avalon cruise, and I think you said 80 plus mass market cruises. So, can you tell us a sense of the different of cabin styles?
The cabin was 175 square feet, which was very spacious. There was more room in it as far as storage space than I even knew what to do with. And I had packed for 2.5 weeks, so you know I had a big suitcase and I had lots of clothes. The bathrooms were amazing, and the whole experience of walking into the stateroom and having one whole wall that was just glass, to me, said volumes about it, set the tone for what my week was going to be like. And the ship itself, it's a suite ship, so most of the majority of the rooms are suites. So everybody was enjoying the same type of accommodations that I was. Then the whole atmosphere on the ship is just very laid back. One thing you don't hear is people running down the hallway at all hours of the night. You're not awakened by doors banging. I very rarely even heard any noise when I was in my stateroom. If I did, it was usually somebody knocking on my door wanting something. And it was a coworker wanting to borrow something. But as far as being able to just interact with the crew, they know your name. It's just a very personal experience. I felt like I was on my own private yacht and I had invited 136 other friends to join me. That's really what it felt like. It was amazing. We had the opportunity to sit upstairs on the sky deck and enjoy lunch multiple days. And the weather was fabulous. We had really, really nice weather the entire time we were on the Rhine.
Nice.
So I highly recommend it to anybody who is even considering doing a river cruise. Definitely do it. It is one of the most relaxing experiences you can have. But if you want to be busy and you want to be into those different cities when you're there and on the go, you can choose to do that too. So it really is that vacation where you can be as busy as you want or as relaxed as you want. You're not spending the extra money, and that's what I like. At the end of my cruise, I did not come away with 3 pages full of charges from what I incurred on the ship. We offer free Wi-Fi on the ships, and granted, you're in the river, you know, you're in areas where the Wi-Fi accessibility is not going to be there, so you're going to lose connection, but that's okay because I'm not paying for it. But the majority of time, we did have connection, and I was using both an iPad and a computer, a laptop, and an iPhone. So just don't tell my boss I said that, because I might not have answered all my emails while I was gone. But it was great. It really was a fabulous experience.
And for agents who have not experienced a river cruise yet, particularly an Avalon River cruise, the thing that helps sell is something you really, really do have to experience. And Lisa, I think you can confirm this. One of the big differences is, and you don't even realize it until afterwards, there's no pressure to upsell. There's no, here, let me take your picture. We'll have that on the photo row for Captain's Night and for this night and getting on the cruise and getting off the cruise. And no, stop taking my picture and stop trying to sell me my picture. There's no disco. There's no casino. So, and no promenade. There's none of that little subtle upsell pressure. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally, totally. In fact, on the first day, I even went up and asked where the photographer was, because I thought there should be one. I was used to that. Uh-huh. And, you know, they looked at me like I was crazy. But no, you're absolutely right. There's no pressure whatsoever. And if you want to join the optional excursions, it's the newsletter that's in your room that has them listed, and the cruise director will talk to you and announce during her port talk. She does a port talk every day that talks about where you're going to be the next day and what you can do as additional if you'd like, but there's no pressure whatsoever. The only additional charges I had was laundry charges. That was it.
And as you said, for people who like beer and wine, you know, it's pretty much endless at your table. It's not first glass is free. It's top quality. There's no upsell again to, oh, you wanted premium wine with that? Well, we offer free $2 chuck, which for those who have Trader Joe's in their area know what $2 chuck is. But it's all regional. It's all premium. There's not even an upsell to buy a better beverage package, which is wonderful.
No, and, you know, the beverage packages are available, but we don't push them. No, we don't push them at all. And what I found very amazing, too, and what I'm not used to, is our guests could go into port. They could buy food. They could buy wine. They could buy beverages, and they could bring them back on the ship and consume them.
Ah.
You know, I am a big cheese fan, so I was all over going to the markets and finding these big Gouda cheese and then buying crackers and coming back on the ship, and somebody else would buy a couple of bottles of wine and come back on the ship, and we'd have our own little wine and cheese party.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. It was...
You're ready to Pardon? Go back. You just got home. I can tell.
I would go next week. If I could, I would be gone next week. But unfortunately, 2.5 weeks being gone like that has left a lot of things for me to get caught up with. And the Home Base Channel being such a growing network of travel professionals, I am just very, very thrilled to be the home base manager for Globus and for Avalon and Cosmos and Monograms and be able to help the agents with building their business, because I totally understand that in order for them to be successful, they have to have somebody from a supplier there to help them. They need the tools, and that's what Maureen and I are here for, is to be able to tote the virtues of Avalon and Globus and Cosmos and Monograms, and hopefully be able to get the agents on board one of our products too, so they can experience them themselves.
Right. And there's a separate area, because I wear two hats in life. I'm a Nexion agent, have been for 6+ years, and I've worked with Maureen. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then Maria, I've worked on the Avalon side. And she's wonderful too. What a hoot.
Yes. Oh, yes. Maria's great. she's good. They were all very curious. Everybody at Globus was when I came back from Avalon. They wanted my to do a little write-up to everybody about what my experiences were and what my thoughts were. And I just sent everybody one word, awesome. When can I go back? It was the next sentence.
Great. Well, thank you again, Lisa, for being on the show. I know this is your first podcast, so thank you for being on the show and taking a risk. And you did great. I can't imagine any part that we need to edit on here.
Well, maybe the part where I said, don't tell my boss about not answering my phone calls. No, she knows. That was a joke while we were on the show.
So tell us again how people can reach you, what the website is, so that way we make sure to have people access that information, because it's ever so important in their training ability.
Oh, definitely. I highly recommend that if an agent has not signed up for our Globus Family Brands Travel Agent Portal, to please do so, because there's so much information in there that they can obtain, including the information on the free marketing materials that we talked about earlier. But the website for our travel agent portal is www.globusfamilypartner.com. And I can be reached. I will give everybody my direct email address, because I would be more than happy to hear from them if there's anything that I can do to assist. And my email address is lpresley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y, at globusfamily.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Barry, how do our listeners reach you?
Well, they can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And come on over to Facebook and like the Home Base Travel Agent Show Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS. And that's the initials for Home Base Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. And that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. You can reach me on my personal Facebook page, which is Laureen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And I'm just starting now to set up my home-based agent Facebook page. So I would love for the listeners to like me and connect with me over on Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, Tongued, T-O-N-G-U-E-D, Consulting. That one I know people can figure out. And I've had some of our listeners recently friend me, so I'm really excited that the listeners are starting to come over to be my friend and like me. I think on a business page you can like somebody. So that's exciting. And we help one another grow, which is ever so important. So thank you again, Lisa. Barry, it was good to talk with you, and we'll set up another show soon.
Very good. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. And can I just put one plug in for my Facebook page?
Oh, you bet.
Please, yes.
We would love to have more friends at our Globus at Home Facebook page. So please, if you have the opportunity to come and join us, we would love for you to like us and be our friend too.
There you go. It's, you know, it's such an interesting concept. And I'll definitely go over there and connect with you guys. It's an interesting world we live in, and it's a good time. It's a good time.
It is, and it's a good way to keep updated on everything, because I actually post training opportunities, local training opportunities on there also. So if anybody is connected with us, they'll be able to see if there's an opportunity within their neighborhood.
All right. Well, I'm going to head over there when we're done recording. So you'll see me liking you very soon.
Okay, perfect.
Like me back.
Yeah, I will. I will. I promise.
All right. Thank you, you two. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you all.
All right, you guys. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Lorraine and Lisa. Really appreciate it. Great interview. And since we're going long, and you know, I usually try to keep the show to a time frame that equals maybe a time frame where you commute or exercise or do something. So I don't want to go too long. And for that reason, I think we'll wrap it up right now. But before we do, I want to wish you all safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.